Please remain standing for today's scripture reading.
所以你继续站立读今日嘅经文。
Today's scripture reading is taken from 1 John chapter 4 verses 2 and 3.
今日经文来自约翰一书嘅第四章二到三节。
We'll first read this first in English in unison and then in Chinese.
我哋会一齐读出，先读英文，然后再读中文。
1 John chapter 4 verse 2. This is how we know if they have the Spirit of God. If a person claiming to be a prophet acknowledges that Jesus Christ came in a real body, that person has the Spirit of God. But if someone claims to be a prophet and does not acknowledge the truth about Jesus, that person is not from God. Such a person has the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard is coming into the world and indeed is already here.
约翰一书嘅四章二到三节，我哋一齐读。凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来，就是出于神的。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。凡灵不认耶稣，就不是出于神，这是那敌基督者的灵。你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。
God bless the reading and hearing his word. Please be seated.
请坐。
Pastor Wilson Cheng will be bringing today's message titled Doctrine Counts in Spirituality.
陈牧师今日所讲嘅讲道题目系属灵里边教义嘅重要。
Good morning.
各位早晨。
Father, we do ask for your help to be attentive to your word.
因为我们求你帮助，在我们听你的话语的时候，叫我们能够留心。
Father, may the miracle of Christmas enable us to know the person behind the word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
让圣诞节的奇迹，让我们看到这个基督。
May we rejoice with those in heaven, above, and on earth who know you.
让我们一起和天上的、地上的一起去喜乐，因为我们认识你。
That Jesus has come and will come again.
耶稣已经来到，并且会再翻嚟。
Help us now, grow us in grace.
求主你用恩典帮助我们成长。
Call people to yourself.
带领子民去到你的当中。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。
Well, we made it, I think, to Christmas Eve day.
我们来到。
But you know, this time of year, as you know, many people talk about the spirit of Christmas.
咁嚟到呢个平安夜呢个时间，好多人都讲到圣诞节嘅精神。
In fact, you're inundated, right, with things on television or streaming on your phone about Christmas specials concerning this spirit of the season.
我哋周围嘅媒体里边都提到关于。 圣诞节究竟有咩特别？这个节日有咩咁特别？
You know, the Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens was a book, and now there are various movies that are telling that story.
查理士狄更斯所写嘅故事，这个圣诞颂呢个故事，无论喺一本书或者喺电影或者喺其他嘅媒体里边，我哋都听到睇过。
And there, the spirit of Christmas is pronounced there throughout the film, right? It's Ebenezer Scrooge, right, who's an older, miser man who becomes more gentler at the end with the spirit of Christmas.
咁个故事就系讲咧，当中嗰个主角呢个守财奴，因为喺故事里边开头系好孤寒嘅，到最后咧，佢变得好慷慨。
And as Dickens has written, it's, you know, through some appearances of some ghosts that spook him and enable him to be a kinder, gentler person at the end.
故事里面不断有啲嘅灵魂或者鬼魂出现，咁同佢讲，又或者系点样去令到佢改变，到最后咧更加温柔。
But Dickens is not the only person who in the world proclaims the spirit of Christmas right in this season.
咁咧，狄更斯呢个作者唔系佢唯一一个人喺呢个讲圣诞节里边去宣讲紧呢啲圣诞节嘅精神。
Your children probably know about Charlie Brown's Christmas.
咁你小朋友都可能睇过呢个Charlie Brown 嘅讲到圣诞节嘅故事。
And even there, in that great animated film, that too brings out the spirit of Christmas.
那么在那个短短的电影里面呢，也都带出咗圣诞节嘅精神。
But in the scriptures, as you see on slide 4, what the Apostle John writes here is Christmas is a doctrine before it's a spirit.
但约翰呢，喺刚才我哋睇到嘅经文写到就系话，这个圣诞节喺佢成为一个精神之前，佢其实系一个教义。
John makes absolutely clear to you, if you understand the doctrine, the dogma of Christmas, then you get a spirit of Christmas.
约翰讲到话，如果你去认识咗、明白到圣诞节嘅教义嘅时候，你就得到圣诞节嗰个精神、嗰个意义。
You see, it gives you that spirit. The doctrine gives you the spirit.
呢个教义俾到嗰个意义俾你。
And the way you can tell whether the spirit you have is the Christmas spirit, you have to look and see whether or not you believe the doctrine of Christmas.
你咪得到呢个圣诞节嘅精神，就系在于你系咪相信呢个圣诞节嘅教义。
My point is this, and you'll see it in the text. Christmas is a doctrine first. Christmas is a doctrine first. Then you receive the Spirit.
我嘅意思就系话，圣诞节首先系一个教义，然后你先至得到入边嘅精神。
In case you don't know, doctrine is the body of teaching of the Christian faith.
教义就系话呢个讲到基督教一个基督徒嘅信仰生命嗰个啊。
It concerns the central beliefs of Christianity.
就系讲到基督教里边中央嗰个啊，相信嘅嘢。
And the doctrines that are proclaimed by Christianity is grounded in the Holy Scriptures.
而呢个教义俾我哋宣讲嘅教义系建基于神嘅话语。
And its aim is to maintain the integrity of Christianity.
佢嘅目的系维持基督教嘅完整性。
And it distinguishes itself from non-Christian beliefs.
佢将佢同其他唔系基督教嘅信仰里边去分别出嚟。
Doctrine is the central importance of Christian preaching and Christian teaching.
呢个教义喺基督徒嘅宣讲同埋教导里边系至中心嘅。
Now, why is that?
点解呢？
Well, it equips the people of God for effective and faithful service in God's world.
因为佢能够装备神嘅子民喺世界上边去宣讲神嘅话语，系有效咁样做。
So I hope you see, as we've just read those brief two verses in the letters of John, that you hold the doctrine of Christmas first, then you get the spirit of Christmas.
所以你首先要去捉紧圣诞节嘅教义，先至得到圣诞节嘅真正嘅意义。
Now, as you see on slide 5, what does it mean when we say Christmas is a doctrine first, then it becomes a Christmas spirit? What do we mean?
咁我哋话圣诞节首先系教义，先至系一个精神或者意思嘅时候，咁我哋讲紧乜嘢咧？
Well, the Apostle John says here how you can recognize spiritual validity or spiritual legitimacy.
约翰就系讲紧话，我哋点样去认得呢个属灵嘅合法性。
John says here, here's how you can recognize whether or not somebody has spiritual vitality, that they are alive in Christ, that they have the spirit of Christmas.
约翰就系话呢啲人究竟系咪喺神嘅里边去得到呢个属灵嘅动力去生活咧？
And he says, right now, today, you can go through this doctrinal test.
佢话今日你其实可以去通过呢个教义嘅一个测试。
And so right away we're confronted with something here in the text.
The Bible is giving us an
idea about doctrine, which is tremendously unpopular today. The Bible says doctrine counts. The Bible says doctrine is important for you.
圣经话教义对你系好重要。
God says you have to have the right dogma, the right doctrine.
神话你要有一个正确嘅信条或者系教义。
It's a matter of life and death.
系关于生与死。
If you're going to have the spirit of Christmas, first of all, you have to have the dogma of Christmas.
如果你要有教聖誕節嘅呢個精神嘅時候，你首先要認識呢個聖誕節嘅教義。
And wow, today even in this room, you get pushback from that.
但係喺呢個社會，甚至乎喺呢個房間裏邊，好多人都唔係好喜歡呢樣嘢。
And so it's very normal to hear. Well, so that's nice to hear, but doctrine isn't important, in my opinion.
但好多人話用喺我嘅意見嚟講，教義唔重要啊。
You know what really matters?But I think it's how you live.
我話啊，有咩最重要咧？就係你點樣生活。
It's whether or not you're a good person. That's what counts. That's what I believe.
就話你係咪一個好人咧？呢個就係我所相信嘅。
We're modern, practical people.
我哋現代人都好講實際。
You say I come to church not because I want doctrine, right? I don't believe doctrine is important. I don't want that stuff.
他說我來教會不是為了要得到信認識什麼叫教義，我不需要這些東西。
In fact, I think that's the problem with the world. That's why there's divisions. I don't think anybody should be dogmatic.
他說其實這個世界上就是因為有人去相信某些教條信條，才使到世界上分裂。
I don't want to wrestle, debate certain principles and truths of what people claim.
你話我唔想同人去爭辯佢哋所相信、所堅持嘅嘢。
Rather, I just want something to help us to live life in the world today.
我只係想今日裏邊得到一啲能夠幫助我喺呢個世界上面生存、生活嘅嘢。
I respectfully disagree with you.
但我要尊重嘅，但係我唔同你同意。
Because when you say that, you show a tremendous naivete.
因為你咁樣講嘅時候，其實俾你我哋睇到你係好無知。
You're showing a lack of self-awareness.
你是并没有一个自我的意识。
Because the scriptures, the Bible says clearly, dogma and doctrine are necessary.
因为圣经讲得很清楚，我们的教义是很重要的。
It never says you need to get doctrine, it says you need to get the right doctrine.
它没说你要去得到那个教条，而是你要去认识那个正确的教义教条。
That's because the Bible assumes everything you do in life is based on some kind of doctrine.
因为圣经话我哋每一个人嘅生活都系建基于某一啲嘅教义。
Let me put it as plainly as possible to you. You can't avoid it.
好坦白嘅。
If you are alive, you can't avoid it.
好坦白讲清楚，就系话你唔能够去逃避呢啲教条。
Right now, your mind, your soul is filled with doctrine right now.
其实现在你心目中或者头脑上面已经充满了不同的教义教条。
Everyone in here and out there, everyone bases his or her life on doctrine about God, heaven, eternity, or whatever.
每一个人无论在这里或者出面的人，他的生命都是建基于某一些教义，无论是关于神、天堂或者是永恒的东西。
I know many of you are so polite, and I thank you for that, but I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I don't believe that.
我想有些人会说，我不相信这些。
I don't think that's true.
我不相信这些是真的。
I don't believe there are answers to these tough questions.
你说我不相信世界上对于这些这样的问题会有真正的答案。
Well, let me give you an illustration. Maybe it might help.
让我给一些例子你。
There's a long, popular television show, a drama called Law and Order.
有一个长寿的电视剧，它叫做《法律与秩序》。
And it's one of those shows that I think New Yorkers like because it's, at least initially, was filmed entirely in the city of New York.
咁住喺纽约嘅人会好熟悉，因为咧，佢大部分，尤其是起初嘅时候咧。佢嗰個節目都係喺紐約做背景去拍攝。
So you would see the characters on Law and Order, the stars of the show, right, walking the streets that you walk. It's great, right? They're in New York.
咁你電視上面睇到呢啲演員咧，就喺呢個紐約嘅街頭上邊去行走，就係我哋所熟悉嘅紐約。
And there's one episode in that long-playing series, that TV show. There's one episode where a lady psychiatrist who works for the police department is interviewing a defendant.
咁有一集咧，就係講到呢位心理學家去見呢一個 这个被告。
And the defendant happens to be a religious cult leader.
咁呢个被告咧就系、是、一个宗派里边一啲即系邪教嘅领袖。
And he says to the psychiatrist, "Don't you want to know answers to the big questions of life?"
咁呢个被告咧就对呢个心理学家讲，就问佢话：你唔通对于生命里边呢啲大嘅问题，你唔想要揾到答案咩
？Where do you come from?Where are you going? Why are we here?
我哋喺边度嚟咧？我哋要去边度咧？我哋点解喺呢一度咧
？What are we designed to do?
我哋被设计出嚟系要做啲乜嘢咧
？And the psychiatrist, the lady, looks at him and says the things that any sophisticated New Yorker is supposed to say.
咁然後呢個心理學家就對住佢講，就係任何嘅有智慧啊嗰啲嘅紐約嘅人咧，會咁樣個講。
You probably hear it on Main Street, right? In your local borough, you probably hear it. I've come to accept that there are no answers to such questions.
可能你都聽過有人會咁樣講，佢話我嚟到呢一點，我已經接受咗，對於呢啲咁嘅問題咧，其實係冇答案嘅。
In other words.Even though she doesn't say it outright, she says, "I'm a professional. I'm a psychiatrist. I'm a doctor."
換句話講，佢係同呢個被告講話，我係一個啊好專業嘅一個心理學家，我係個醫生。
I'm a somewhat emotionally healthy person.
咁我喺情緒上邊係一個好健康嘅人。
And I've come to recognize there are no such answers to these questions.
由我嚟到呢一點，我知道對於頭先嗰啲問題咧，我哋係冇答案。
Now, when somebody says that.Whether it be on a TV show or in real life, if somebody says that there are no answers to those questions, that's an answer, by the way. That's an answer.
如果一個人好似頭先佢咁樣講，無論喺電視上邊睇到或者出去你認識嘅人會咁樣講嘅時候，其實呢個就已經係一個答案。
I have it on a slide for you, just in case, so you don't miss it. On slide 6, when someone says there is no doctrines, we shouldn't be concerned about truth. Those questions, there's no answers to them. That's a doctrine.
當有人話對於頭先嗰咁大嘅問題冇答案的時候，佢呢個咁樣嘅答法本身已經係一個教義。
And I hope you see the point. You're involved in doctrine, whether you think so or not.
我想你睇到就係話，無論你認唔認為自己有教義都好，其實你係揸住緊一啲嘅教義。
You think you're skeptical.
你以為一個猜疑嘅人。
And not concerned about doctrine.
唔關心教義嘅嘢。
You think you don't believe in any doctrine.
你以為你唔相信任何嘅教義。
You think you don't believe in answers to the big questions in life.
你以為你唔相信對於呢啲生命嘅大問題有答案。
But you just gave me an answer to those questions.
但其實你已經去對於呢啲嘅問題俾咗一個答案。
Right? There are no answers. That's an answer.
你話冇答案，其實本身嗰樣嘢已經係一個答案。
Or to put it simply, everyone.On this earth, everyone has some kind of faith.
換句話講，每一個人都有某種嘅信仰。
To say there are no answers means I don't have to think anymore. You know, I don't have to. I don't have to study. I don't have to read. I don't have to wrestle with those questions. I don't have to.
當你話冇答案嘅時候，其實你就係諗緊話，我唔再去諗呢啲嘢，我唔再去學習去掙扎去尋求呢啲嘅答案。
And you might even push back and say, "Hey, people like you are just trying to play a semantic trick on me."
咁你可能話哦，你只不過你喺呢個句子上面去玩一啲嘅花式啫。
No. When you say there are no answers, you've made a decision, and you're full of conviction in that decision. That's why you get upset when people say otherwise.
唔係咁樣，而係話當你話對呢啲問題冇答案嘅時候，其實你嗰、那個你已經做一個充滿咗信念嘅一個決定。
Because you're telling me something about the nature of your reality, your quote-unquote religion.
你俾我睇到就係話你嗰個真實嗰個所謂嘅宗教嘅信仰嗰樣嘢係乜嘢
？In fact, you know what you're doing? You're betting your whole life. You're betting your whole life, your whole eternal destiny. You're putting it all in one pile. Everything. That you think is about life, you're putting it in there with no empirical, experiential evidence.
因为你将你的整个的生命，甚至乎这个永恒里面，去放在一样东西，就是没有实际的经验考察的事件上面。
Because we're not talking about scientific statements, right?
因为我不是讲一些科学的陈述。
But what you've done, when you formulate an answer, there are no answers, you've done moral reasoning.
当你说没有答案的时候，你就是做一个道德上面的论证。
And you've come to the conclusion in your life that there are no answers to the big questions.
然后你生命里面来到一个的总结，就是说你认为是没有答案的。
But at least have the honesty to acknowledge that that's a doctrine.
但你要去承认你所讲的其实本身就已经是一个教义。
Right? That's the basis of your living.
这个你的生命就是建基于这样。
The way you judge the spirits is by the doctrine.
你怎样去判断一个灵呢？就是藉住你的教义。
Let me go one more step. Just to show you, you can't avoid this. You can't. You can't put your head in the sand. You can't avoid this.
你不能够去躲避这件事。
People say, I don't believe in doctrine.
有些人说我不相信教义。
All that matters is how you live.
你说最重要的就是你怎样过生活。
I don't believe in these statements aboutjustification by faith or sanctification or growth in the Christian life, you know, or the hypostatic union of Christ.
你说我不相信什么因信称义啊，成圣啊，怎样在信心里面成长啊，耶稣基督怎样是一个实际的联盟啊，这样。
By the way, hypostatic union is just a dual nature, fully God, fully man. That's what Christians believe. Fully God, fully man is Jesus.
也就是说耶稣基督是完全的人，完全的神。
Or you don't really have to know about the Trinity of God, three persons in one, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
或者你说我不相信三位一体的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵这些东西。
You're saying maybe years ago people were concerned about those things, but not today.
你说可能很多年前的人不会去关心这些东西，但是今天不是。
All that matters to me is whether or not a person lives a good life.
对于我有咩咁重要呢？就是一个人能不能够过一个好的生活。
But don't you know what you just concluded, what you just stated is filled with doctrine.
但是你咁样讲嘅时候，其实就系充满咗一个教义。
And when you say that, you're teaching the doctrine of justification by works. That's what you're teaching.
你所相信嘅、所教导紧嘅就系话咧，因住你嘅工作而称义。
And you reply, "Oh no, I don't believe in justification."
你说不是啊，我都不相信称义这件事。
Yet, what you're just stating, you're saying is unnecessary, is a teaching.
但是你刚才所说话有什么不需要的时候，这个其实就是你所教导的事。
As you'll see on the slide, when you say doctrine doesn't matter, all that matters is you're a good person, you're teaching that a good person is enough. That's enough in life.
你说你所相信的只是过一个好的生命，或者做一个好人，你认为那样东西就已经足够。
And what you're basically saying is being a good person is all that God really wants if there is a God.
你说的就是说要做一个好人就是神所需要我们做的，如果有个神的话。
Because your statement is saying a good person is all that's important.
因为你说做一个好人就已经是最重要。
So admit it.That's a doctrine.
这个就是一个教义。
You're stating what you believe.
你在说你所相信的东西。
In other words, you can't avoid doctrine.
换句话说，你不能够去躲避教义。
Again, let me show you what you're doing. This is on the next slide. The doctrine of Christmas is regardless of how bad you've been, if you're willing to humble yourself, repent, that is turn from your ways, says God,God will save you. That's doctrine.
圣诞节的教义就是说，无论你是一个怎样的、怎几差的人，但只要你愿意谦卑来到去向神去认罪悔改，求神去拯救你的时候，他是会这样做。
And Christianity says he does that through the person and work of Jesus.
基督教说神怎样做呢？就是藉着耶稣基督的人生和他的工作。
You're saved from your sinful self.Your rebellion against God, because God has sent his son into the world to be born, to live, to die, to be raised from the dead.
因为神将他的独生子差来这个世界上面去过生活并且是死死在十字架上面以致呢我们能够从我们的罪里面得到拯救。
As you'll see on the next slide, the doctrine of Christmas is the proud. The people who think they're good enough are really lost. The humble. The people who are willing to come and ask Jesus, ask God for help are saved.
圣诞节的教义就是说那些骄傲的人以为他们是好的人其实他们是失丧的。而那些谦卑的人他们愿意来到寻求神的帮助的时候他们就得到拯救。
But by your statement, saying doctrine is not necessary in life, you're saying people who are good are saved and people who are bad are lost.
但是当你说这个教义是不重要的时候呢你是讲说那些人呢是好的人呢就会得到拯救而坏的人呢就会失丧。
Don't you see? You can't avoid doctrine. That's a doctrine.
这个就是一个教义你不能够逃避。
You have to have a doctrine, a doctrine. Christians have doctrine. You have doctrine. Everyone has a doctrine.
每一个人都有他自己的教义。
You're dividing. You're saying, this is what I believe. That is what I don't.
你说、我相信这些东西我不相信那些东西。
The doctrine of Christmas is a wonderful doctrine, by the way.
圣诞节的教义是一个很好的教义。
God became a human being. We just sang about it, right? God became a human being. The great God was born in a manger.
神成为一个人在这个马槽里面出生。
He became a little child. Jesus, God the Son, was born into the world to live, to die, and to be raised from the dead.
耶稣基督成为一个小孩子成为一个人是在世界上面去过活死亡然后在死里复活是为了我们。
And John,The apostle emphatically says in his letter, emphatically says that's how you can tell whether you have spiritual reality, spiritual vitality.
约翰说这样就看到我们的属灵的生命是不是一个真确性和一个合法性。
You can tell by if you whether you or not you believe and embrace that the great God became a human being and was born in a manger.
你是不是相信这个神在这个马槽里面去出生
that really happened historically over 2,000 years ago.
是不是在2,000多年之前在历史上面真正发生过
That's the Christian doctrine.
这个就是基督徒的教义
And if you understand the doctrine of Christmas, if you take it into your heart, it gives you the Christmas spirit.
当你将这个教义是放在你的心里面的时候就会让你得到这个圣诞节的真实性。
And the scriptures say, that changes you. That changes the way you live.
这个的圣诞节的精神就是改变你的生活。
The spirit of Christmas comes from the doctrine of Christmas.
圣诞节的精神是来自圣诞节的教义。
And so the next question then would be this, right? If you take the doctrine in seriously, what kind of person will you be?
如果你认真的去领受这个教义的时候，你会变成一个怎样的人呢？
Well, I only have 20 minutes, so there are an awful lot of things to say about that, but I can't say much today.
有没有很多东西可以讲的？
But there are...some things that are important, and I can mention at least one of them today.
咁我要提一样。
Again, we're trying to answer how does this change you, right? How does this understanding of the Christmas doctrine change you? What kind of spirit does it give you?
我哋讲紧就系话呢个圣诞节嘅教义能够点样去改变你，你点样去得到呢个圣诞节嘅精神
？Well, it'll completely change your understanding.What is greatness?
你会去真正的去明白到什么叫做伟大。
If you have taken in the spirit of Christmas, it'll completely change your understanding of greatness that's diametrically opposed to the world.
这个题，当你得到你认识到这个圣诞节的精神的时候，你会改变你去明白到什么叫做伟大，同这个世界所讲的是完全相反。
And what better way to show you is to show you the scriptures that it says that. Look at the Apostle Paul on the next slide, what he writes to Christians in Corinth from 1 Corinthians 1, 20 to 21.
我们看看保罗在哥林多前书1章20至21节所讲的是什么。
It says there from the New Living Translation, so where does this leave the philosophers, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish. And since God in his wisdom saw to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom, he has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe.
智慧人在哪里，文士在哪里，写世上的便是在哪里。神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当做愚拙的道理，拯救那些信的人。这就是神的智慧。
Do you know where God made the wisdom of the world look foolish?
你看到神是怎样让这个世界的智慧好像是变得愚拙呢？
It was at Christmas, the first Christmas.
就是在圣诞节里面。
Paul goes on. I have this on the next slide, and the following is the Chinese is on the following. Paul goes on and says this, same chapter, 1 Corinthians 1, just a little later, 26, 29. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful, or wealthy, when God called you. Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important. As a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God.
26节，弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的。 为要废掉那油的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
Again, I don't think you need more than a high school education to pick out from those verses the three ways the world considers greatness.
我相信你会睇到喺当中有三个方法，这个世界点样话系点样先至算系伟大。
And God is showing here through the Apostle Paul, that's completely and utterly wrong. It's superficial. The world is wrong. The world is superficial when it says they know what greatness is about.
保罗就说，当这个世界以为他们知道什么叫真正伟大的时候，其实他们是错的，他们很表面。
So look at the three things Paul says here. I have it on the next slide, are the ways that the world judges greatness. Again, you don't need to really be a scholar to know this, right? First,
我们看看保罗所讲的三样东西，这个世界是认为是伟大的东西。
Notice verse 26 says, think of what you were when you were called. Not many were noble. Not many were wise. Not many were mighty.
保罗说，当你们蒙召的时候，按着肉体，即是按着世界的标准， 你们没什么智慧，没什么能力，也都不是很尊贵。
Noble is just another word for famous.
尊贵就换句话讲就是出名，有名。
So basically what Paul's saying is not many of you who were called by God had a name.
即是说你们被神呼召，你们不是很多人是有名的。
You know, many of you from a traditional culture, you know this. In the old days, in the world, how did you get a name?
在以前的时代，你怎样去得到一个名?
You had to be born in the right family.
要在一个正当的家庭里面出生。
Then, you had a name that people knew.
咁你就有一个名系人所认识嘅。
Today, how do you get a name? It's rather different, right?
咁而今日你点样出名呢
？Well, you need celebrity status.
你要好似一个明星咁样。
You need to be all over the media.
你要喺不同嘅媒体上面出现。
Right, you need to be on the cover of Time magazine as Person of the Year.
咁你要成为呢个时代杂志嘅风云人物。
But whether old or new, it doesn't matter.
但无论系以往嘅时代或者而家嘅时代冇关系。
Because you know, as Paul spells out here, the important thing is the world says how you judge greatness is fame. You have to have a name.
就系话呢个世界点样认为系我哋系出名点样先至系伟大咧？就系话你要有名又出名。
Right? You have to live a certain place. That, you know, a certain place in the community where people know about it. Right? This is where you live. That's a name.
咁你又要住喺一个好人哋所认识嘅区好出名嘅区，咁你又有呢个名。
And then you avoid that part of town, right? Because if your dress shows that, wow, people will see.You don't have a name.
咁如果你喺即系城市上面某一个地方出现咧，啲人就会觉得你只不过籍籍无名嘅人。
But that old principle goes way back. It's not nothing new. It's from the Tower of Babel.
但系呢啲咁嘅准则，其实可以去到以前呢个巴别塔嘅时代。
As is recorded in Genesis 11, why did the people build the Tower of Babel?
咁創世記十一章去記錄當時嘅人點解要去興建呢個巴別塔咧
？By the way, the Tower of Babel's today are all the skyscrapers, right? New York City wants to be a world-class city, so you build the tallest building.
咁以前嘅巴別塔其實好似今日嘅好多嘅高樓大廈、摩天大廈咁樣。
But then other cities in the Middle East say, "Hey, we're better. We're going to build something higher."
咁然後咧，即係各個嘅城市咧就競爭去點樣去起一個最高嘅大廈，咁好似而家嘅杜拜咁樣。
Back in the old days, in America at least, or actually Europe as well, the center of town was the church steeple. Did you know that?
咁以前喺歐洲或者以前地方呢度嗰個城市嘅中心係乜嘢咧？其實就係一個教堂。
Now, church steeple.Pales compared to the skyscrapers.
咁但系而家咧对于相对于呢个摩天大厦咧，呢啲都唔再显著啦。
That's because the people got together and said, "Let's make a name for ourselves."
因为啲人咧去聚埋一齐，佢话让我哋去为自己去建立我哋嘅名。
Nowadays, if a person doesn't have a name, the media says, "Who's this?"
咁要咧，今日如果一个人唔出名嘅时候咧，咁啲媒体就会问呢个系边个咧？
Right, it's like the person running for president that nobody ever heard of.
咁好似一个唔出名嘅人去竞逐呢个竞选总统，咁冇人去认识佢嘅。
Right, lately in this, at least in this land and this day and age, right, you got like 17 candidates on each party running for president.
咁今日好似系选总统嘅时候咧，每一个嘅党派都可能有十几个候选人。
But if the media doesn't recognize your name, the average person on the street says, "Who?"Who are you talking about? He's running for president. She's running for president. Who's that?
咁如果呢个媒体都唔认识你嘅时候咧，更加一般嘅人更加唔使讲，都唔知你系边一个。
See that shows that the world says name recognition is essential for fame.
俾我哋睇到呢个世界上所认为最紧要嘅就系话你嘅系咪出名，系咪有名。
It's essential for greatness.
系对于你系咪真系一个伟大嘅人咧，系好重要。
You need to have the name.
你要有一个名。
Otherwise, the world says you're irrelevant.
如果唔系咧，呢个世界话你系无关重要。
And they conclude that greatness isn't present if you don't have the name.
咁佢哋总结就系，如果你唔出名嘅时候咧，你系唔伟大。
But fame's not the only thing, as you see on the slide. It's wisdom. Are you brilliant? Says the world. That's greatness. If you're not brilliant, you're not great.
咁第二樣嘢就係話呢個世界話你點樣係一個偉大嘅人咧？就係你要有智慧。
Are people quoting you, right? In all their articles and journals, all their papers and books, are they quoting you?
咁啲人所寫嘅文章報紙佢哋係咪引用緊你所講嘅説話咧
？Are the papers you write for work, are they read by influential people?
咁你所寫嘅文章係咪被一啲出名嘅人去認同咧
？Can you charge a lot of money? for your services as a consultant or whatever you do.
咁你所做嘅工作或者你所做嘅諮詢嘅工作，能唔能夠可以係喺人哋攞好多錢翻嚟咧？
Are you articulate, expressing yourself well?
咁你係咪能夠係好咁樣去表達自己咧？
Right, that's the way of the world. The world says wisdom is needed for greatness.
咁呢個世界就係話你點樣係顯得你係偉大咧？就係話你要有智慧。
Nothing new, right? Fame, intellect, and lastly, as you see on the slide, power.
而最後一樣就係權力。
Right, you need lots of money. The wealthy, right?
你要好多錢。
Those are the movers and shakers that can do something, right?
佢呢啲人咧就能夠去使人咧幫佢做嘢。
Can you get people to do what you want?
你可以叫人做你所需要做嘅嘢。
The world says that's greatness, fame, wisdom, money, power.
呢個世界就係偉大嘅人係點樣咧？要出名，要有智慧，要有錢，有權力。
And that's why the world does not pay attention to Jesus. That is the reason.
所以呢個世界對於耶穌，佢哋唔俾任何嘅唔去在意耶穌係點樣。
Because the world says, hey.If this really was God, he would appear before the rich and famous, right?
佢話：如果耶穌係神嘅時候咧，佢會喺一啲出名係有錢嘅人裏邊出現。
He would come to Earth, right, with all the lights, you know, the cameras. He comes to a barn, a stable.
咁佢嚟到呢個世界時候咧，好多嘅目光會注視佢，有得到好多嘅人嘅稱許。但係佢嚟到，只不過係一個馬槽裏邊出生。
He'd be born in a palace, right? Before the king? No, he's born in a poor family.
又話佢應該要喺一個王宮裏邊出生，喺呢個貴族裏邊出生。但係實際上，耶穌係一個貧窮嘅家庭裏邊出生。
That's why the world doesn't pay attention.To Jesus.
所以这个世界不在意耶稣。
And God went around those standards on purpose to show you what the world says is superficial.
神去将这个准则完全去倒转过来，他的目的就要给我们看到这个世界其实是很表面。
And anyone who's truly wise will recognize how misguided the world really is.Is I'm just talking about just one idea of the world greatness.
咁如果我哋真正有智慧嘅人咧，就会睇到呢个世界系几咁错。
Jesus Christ came to people who weren't famous. He appears right before shepherds.
耶稣嚟到呢个世界上边去对嗰啲唔出名嘅人，佢喺边度出现咧？就喺呢个牧羊人里边出现。
Right.That line of work back then is equivalent to, you know, like pretty low-level job today.
咁當時牧羊嘅工作喺今日嘅準則嚟講，其實係好低微。
That's why the famous back then never heard of him either.
所以出名嘅人咧就冇聽過耶穌基督。
That's why the critics of the gospel today are again not quite right when they say, oh, you know, there're not a lot of extra citations from extra biblical writers about Jesus. There are not many.
咁所以對於批評福音書嘅人咧，咁佢哋就話喺聖經以外冇其他嘅文獻會提到耶穌基督。
There are only a few secular historians that mention about Jesus in the in history。
咁亦只有寥寥可數嘅幾個歷史學家會提到耶穌。
And that's true. Do you know why?
呢個係真嘅，你知唔知點解咧
？Because he didn't go to the famous.
因為佢冇去到嗰啲出名嘅人嗰度。
He didn't go to the right schools.
佢冇去到嗰個正確嘅學校嗰度。
He didn't have a name.
佢冇出名。
He went to the poor of the earth.
佢去到呢個地面上邊貧窮嘅人當中。
The famous never heard of him.
出名嘅人冇聽過佢係邊一個。
And when the mighty did hear about him, they squashed him. They stepped on him like a bug, a nuisance.To get away from me.
咁当有权力嘅人去听到佢系边一个嘅时候咧，佢就将佢压碎，去将佢否定。
And then when the wise, the philosophers finally heard about this Jesus, this message, Paul writes about it Acts 17, Mars Hill before the Areopagus.
咁当啊嗰啲啊有智慧嘅人，嗰啲啊哲学家去听耶稣讲嘅说话嘅时候，就好似保罗喺《使徒行传》十七章记载住阿律巴古所讲嘅说话。
And what did that court of philosophers do? They laughed.
佢哋做乜嘢咧？佢哋取笑佢。
Laughed at Paul and his message.
去取笑保罗所讲同埋佢嘅信息。
They scoffed at the apostle Paul and the miracles and the resurrections that he's preaching.
咁佢嘲笑保罗所讲嘅神迹，同埋佢所讲嘅从死里复活嘅嘢。
And even today, people wonder, oh, if Christianity is true, why aren't there more famous people who believe? How come the rich and famous, the movers and shakers, how come they're not flocking to Christianity?
甚至乎今日啲人都去质疑，究竟基督教系咪真嘅咧？啊，点解嗰啲出名嘅、有钱有权力嘅人，佢哋都唔去相信耶稣基督，去走去佢嗰度咧
？Why aren't there more smart people?Or more intellectuals, or more famous people, or more wealthy, powerful people. Why aren't they Christians?
點解呢啲有錢人、有聰明嘅人都唔相信耶穌咧
？Well, do you remember Harold? Harold in the Bible.
你記唔記得聖經裏邊所講嘅希律
？He's pretty powerful, Harold, right? Who summoned Jesus before him?
佢咧將耶穌帶到佢嘅面前。
Who sent Jesus off?To the cross to be crucified.
佢將耶穌去送上十字架。
Harold put Jesus in the court to appear before him.
咁希律咧就將耶穌咧帶到佢嘅面前。
And it says in the Gospels what Harold says to Jesus, who remained silent before him, "Do a miracle before me."
咁希律對耶穌講咩咧？佢叫耶穌去為佢行一個神蹟。
Because you know, rumor has it.That you do these things, right? But you do before the hoi polloi, the commoners. Now you got the powerful people before you. Do it now.
因为咧，希律咧听过耶稣喺呢啲贫穷嘅人、普通嘅人面前咧去行神迹，所以佢谂而家喺你面前嘅系有权势、有钱嘅人，咁你而家可以行一个神迹俾佢哋睇。
Right? You have the influencers, the movers, the shakers, those who are powerful before you, right?Me, my staff, they're right here. Do something.
又話我喺你面前啦，有權力、有權勢嘅人都喺你面前啦。你而家可以做一個神蹟啊。
And Jesus would not. He would not do it.
但耶穌冇咁做。
Why?
點解咧
？Because the doctrine of Christmas confounds the world.
因為聖誕節嘅教義去攪亂咗呢個世界嘅智慧。
It shows the foolishness of the world's greatness.
去俾我哋睇到呢个世界上嘅智慧其实系好愚蠢。
So why are you after those things?
点解你去取笑呢啲嘢咧
？Looks, wealth, power, intellect—they're not greatness according to the Bible.
根据圣经，权势、财富、权力、智慧。都唔係咩咁偉大嘅嘢。
Jesus refused to do miracles on center stage before CNN, before the media of that day.
耶穌好似拒絕咗喺呢啲咁唔同嘅媒體嘅面前去行咩神蹟。
You know, there's still people today who might venture into a large church and see, want to check out who's there.
咁甚至乎有啲人去教堂嘅时候咧，佢哋去到教会里边去问下，去睇下嗰度坐住啲咩人
？Because they want to see who is there. Are the intellectuals there? Are the famous there? Are you know, who is there? Are the people with money there?
佢谂有智慧嘅人系咪坐喺嗰度咧？有权势嘅人，有财富嘅人系咪坐喺教堂里边咧
？Because if they're not there, why should I be there? Why should I go?
佢哋谂，如果佢哋都唔去教堂嘅时候，我做乜要去教堂咧？
Why should I listen to this gospel?
點解我要聽呢個福音呢
Well, I have it on the next slide. Paul gives you the answer.
保羅俾個答案大家。
Same chapter, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 20. He says there, so where does this leave the philosophers, the scholars, the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish.
智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辩士在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
you know, if that's true, and you have come to understand this doctrine of Christmas, that truth's going to change you. It's going to change you. It's going to change how you live.
如果你是真的,你并且是相信,认识到这个圣诞节的教义的时候,这个真理就会改变你。
It will change the way you conduct your life. It will change your relationships. It will challenge you. You will be changed.
你会改变你怎样过生活,你和人的关系,这个是会改变你。
How? Who do you spend time with?
你和花时间在什么人的身上呢?
Who do you go out of the way to spend time with and talk to?
你和哪些人特地去跟他聊天,花时间在他身上呢?
Right, it's usually those who could benefit us, right?
是不是通常都是那些对你有益的人呢?
If you believe the doctrine of Christmas and have gotten doctrine of into your heart, it should make a difference in who you relate to.
如果这个圣诞节的教义真的进入到你的心的时候,你就会去和什么人去花时间,会有个改变。
I'm not saying you shouldn't meet with the famous and those who have wealth and are brilliant, but not only them.
我不是说你不可以和那些有钱、有财富的人去见面,但这个不是一个最重要。
Especially when it comes to that special relationship, marriage, right? You should look on the inside.
但在这个特别的关系里面,尤其是可能特别是结婚的时候,你要去看他的内心。
Is that person have godly characteristics, integrity, righteousness?
你看那个人究竟有没有诚信,有没有敬虔的品格,有没有公义?
Jesus didn't come to display pomp and circumstance, he didn't.
耶稣基督来到这个世界上,他没有一个黑点。
He didn't come to display glory.
他不是来到去彰显什么荣耀。
He invited only the shepherds first appeared.
当他出现的时候,他邀请牧羊人。
The famous, the brilliant, the powerful weren't there.
那些出名的人,有权势的人,有钱的人都不在那里。
Because he wants to look on the inside, not just the outside.
因为他想看人的内心,不是看外在。
And that's why it's so hard to be a Christian living in a place like New York City.
所以要在这个纽约市里面,作为基督徒其实不容易。
Because you're constantly bombarded by this world's perception of greatness, constantly.
因为你每一天都受着这个世界所说的伟大,他们的标准而所冲击。
And then you feel like a failure.
而你就觉得自己是个失败者。
You feel like a failure in life because you're not like that.
因为你不是像他们那样,你觉得自己很失败。
You start to think, oh, I'm so-and-so now, certain age. I should be moving up my career.
你想,我要到这个年纪,在我的事业上应该要向上爬了。
And then you get depressed and downwardly spiral.
然后你就被压迫,然后你一路就去走下坡。
And one of the reasons you're depressed is you're forgetting the doctrine of Christmas.
因为你忘记了圣诞节的教义。
What's really important? What is really important?
什么才是最重要呢?
What is the vision for your life?
你生命里面所看到的是什么呢?
Is it to pass on the love of God which you've received from God Himself?
是不是从神所领受到的爱去传递给其他人呢?
Is it to follow Jesus because He came to serve you?
是不是去服侍耶稣基督呢?
So now you pick up your cross and want to have a servant's heart to serve others.
是不是背起这个十字架去服侍其他人呢?
Jesus did not let the faulty worldviews of greatness infect Him. He did not let it happen.
耶稣基督并没有被这个世界的标准去影响到他。
So why are you moping? Why are you saying, oh, my life is stalled, right?
那为什么你会说,我的生命好像停滞了?
It can't stall.
是不可能停滞的。
If you understand doctrine of Christmas.
如果你是明白圣诞节的教义的时候，
the only way to imitate the baby in a manger who became a nobody to love us is to embrace his vision of greatness.
唯一我们能够仿效这个在马槽里面的婴孩，他来到去爱人的时候，我们就是要去得到他所看到什么叫伟大。
And if you get that doctrine of Christmas deep down in you, you can have for yourself the spirit of Christmas.
因为如果你是能够明白到这个圣诞节的教义的时候，你自己就能够捉紧住这个圣诞节的精神是什么。
Father, we pray for your help to ponder many of the things that are in 1 John and 1 Corinthians.
因为求主你帮助我们去认识《约翰一书》和《哥林多前书》刚刚提过的事。
We know it's so easy to be deceived and to bite into the lie that Satan has for us.
我们很容易被撒旦所蒙骗诱惑。
Lord, help us to realize what is important in life.
主要让我们知道在生命里面什么才是最重要。
It's to know you and to make you known.
是认识你和被人去认识你。
To bring glory and honor to your name.
将荣耀将尊贵都去带给你的名。
Help us, Lord, not to be foolish and to bite into the lie of the world's understanding of greatness.
叫我们是不要那么愚蠢的去相信这个世界所说的关于是什么叫伟大的标准。
Because it won't be enough for us. It won't be enough to be satisfied.
因为对我们来说，这个是不能够使我们满足。
And in the end, we'll be regretting what has been happening.
然后到最后，我们就后悔所发生过的。
Because we'll be thinking to ourselves, something is amiss, something is missing.
因为我们会想，我们生命里面好像缺少了这些东西。
Despite the fact that I've accumulated so much of this other stuff that the world calls greatness.
Oh
Lord, illumine our hearts and our minds today.
天父，来打开我们的心。
So that we understand the doctrine of Christmas.
以致我们能够明白圣诞节的教义。
And receive the spirit of Christmas.
又去领受圣诞节的真意。
We pray that that might be so for your honor and glory.
为着你的名，你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。